So let's get just a little history here. Verse 6. I read it. Let's look at it a little further. And then I will hold what you got. Let me finish this. Yeah, go to verse 2 and then we'll let me go to verse 2. As what? As newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word. Why do you want the sincere milk of the word? That you may grow thereby. Notice he style or give the word a comparison to milk. You know, a baby can't chew hard food, but they can suck it. The word fits all diets. You can partake of the word no matter what age you are in the Lord, whether you're 1 minute or 100 years old. The word will satisfy your diet. But he said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Keep going. If so be that you have tasted what? The Lord is gracious. Now, is God gracious? Which you are you just saying that because you sitting up here among other people, or you know that in your heart? You sincerely believe that. Is God really gracious? Have you ever tasted him to experience this with him, that he's gracious? Have you ever been to a restaurant? Maybe a spouse or somebody, or you went with a group, or you went by yourself, and you tasted a meal, and that meal was delicious. What happened when you got that meal? I want some more. Am I right? Come on, talk to me now. I want some more of that. This is what God is saying. If you tasted me and I'm that good, you ought to be wanting some more. You ought to give it up. You ought to matlock on not to be interfering. Y'all going to have to talk to me this morning. Matlock ought not to be interfering with our time together. You said you tasted me and I'm gracious and I'm good. I'm delicious and I satisfy your appetite. It's what you're looking for, what you're longing for, what is good to you. Now, why is matlock so interesting to you? You know what I mean by that, don't you? Hallelujah. So, keep going. To whom coming as unto what kind? A living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. And what else? Precious. Keep going. He also, as who? Lively stone, a built up a spiritual house. See, a lively stone, that's what God wants. Built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. How? By Jesus Christ. Keep going. Here we go. This is our text, what we started with. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. Since that's what God wanted. Now he's telling it's contained in scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a what? Chief cornerstone. I'm going to lay one in Zion. It's the chief cornerstone. And all the rest of the cornerstone going to be created, going to be designed by this stone. How do you get like this chief cornerstone? By desiring the sincere milk of the word. If you'll drink the milk of the word, you'll become just like the chief cornerstone. You'll fit in your place in the body of Christ. Instead of being always, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. You will be giving, supplying, supporting, building up, strengthening the body. We become a powerful force in the earth to knock down, to tear down, to throw down walls and containment that have held people in hostage and bondage, and they're crying out and they don't know what to do. And here we go now, y'all. Listen to me now. And see, when you come together in faith, instead of just sitting there watching Matlock, I'm going to get on this prayer line. We're going to do some damage to the kingdom of Satan. But you're watching Matlock, ain't nothing happening. Are you laid back making an excuse? Well, I don't know. You didn't know how to drive one time. Come on now. We got to get rid of excuses, because we're in a time in the kingdom of God. We got to turn it up, my friend.
Yes, yes.
The devil ain't playing, and neither am I. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So where do we stop it? Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Then it tells us what kind it is. Elect. It wasn't something I just caught out of thin, something passing by and I grabbed it. He's elect. I chose it. It's precious. And it's elect. Cornerstone. Precious. And he that believeth on him, what happened? Shall not be confounded or put to shame. What you think the world been trying to do to the church? Put us to shame. Then he said, if you believe on me when all this stuff come against you, you'll not be put to shame. All these lies, all this stuff come against you, telling what you can't do, what you can't have, what you can't, all this kind of stuff. You believe me? I put it to shame. Instead of you being put to shame. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Are you ready for this? Hallelujah. Mount Zion was once a Jebusite stronghold. That's what Mount Zion once was. The Jebusite had it. It was their stronghold. Mount Zion was once a Jebusite stronghold conquered by David. You find this in Samuel 5:6-9. We're not going to turn there. Who made it the captain for his kingdom. Capital. He made it the capital for his kingdom. Once he conquered the Jebusite in that place, he made it the capital for his kingdom. This is inside the walls of present day Jerusalem. It's there now. This is where? In the walls of present day Jerusalem. Zion is used in both the Old and New Testament. See, you find it. I just read you scripture. Zion is used both in the New and Old Testament. As more than a location. See, Zion is just not a location, a place where it's located, but listen to it. More than a location. Zion is referred to as the place of God's dwelling. Huh?